Yeah, so this is seven. Purposeful action. A purposeful action doesn't have to be something grand. Doesn't have to be a grand mission. The thing to making your life satisfying is to have purposeful actions every day. The thing that falls apart, what people lead to despair, is when they find their actions that they have no purpose. And when they discover that the ambitions that they had were really purposeless, empty, meaningless. When people have the purpose of children, but then they see their children grow up to be drug addicts and totally to be miserable. Their children grow up to be miserable, hopeless, despairing, drug addicts, or worse, they grow up to be criminals. Then this delusion of the purpose of family, which so many women have, which is what, apart from sex, the pleasure of sex, the desire for this purpose that a woman has, the purpose of child rearing, I've even had women tell me in the 21st century that their meaning of life was to have children, yeah? But when you have children and they die in a war, or they get injected by a doctor and it kills them, or the children turn out to have Down syndrome, yeah? This idea of purposeful action of child rearing loses all meaning. And you see what happens to people then. You know, when all the things they believed had purpose, all their objectives turn out to be meaningless and empty. The Buddhism is about that. Yeah. If you read the book at the short story at the end of Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, that's what the story, the moral of that story is, that all his ambitions turn out to be empty and meaningless and contrary. Yeah, instead of bringing him happiness, they bring him unhappiness. Yeah. And if I was going to write a best-selling book, it would be called Purposeful Action. Probably somebody will steal the idea and they'll make a hash of it, but they'll make a lot of money and they'll become famous. Because I promise you, when you understand purposeful action, then you'll understand how to generate a game from the ground up, and also how to reform the game of your life to make your game, your life, what you call your life and call yourself, more satisfying. Purposeful action. And if you don't have purpose in your action, then it's meaningless. That's why people become alcoholics and drug addicts and lose all faith and despair, because their actions appear purposeless. Whether there is any real purpose, I can't say. Other than a game, I can't say. Spirit of play, I can't say. Is there a real Hegelian dialectic, or is the dialectic just a game? Yeah? Part of the game. Mechanism. Or is there really a purpose, a dialectic? A real purpose, dialectical purpose. Transcending things. Because remember, once you transcend too many things, the whole point is to come back to the spirit of playfulness. Yeah? The whole point could only be to make life into a game that's enjoyable. That could be the only purpose for life. Anyway, stop and start. I think this was six.